Hello and welcome to the first episode of Sports Talk Football Podcast. This is a podcast where we break down the weekly games in which we look at the odds, the over-under, fantasy impact, and we pick winners for the games. Now, first up, we got a game on Thursday at 8:30 Eastern Time, Green Bay and Seattle. Let's go ahead and break this down. Are you ready for this?
Sure.
All right, let's get into it. First off, let's talk a little bit about the injury reports for both teams. For Seattle, there's not much on it, but backup running back Christian Michael has a hamstring injury and he's out.
Not going to worry about that too much. You got Marshawn Lynch.
Can you say that again?
When you got beast mode Marshawn Lynch, you ain't got to worry about no backup.
Yeah, but then let's say he gets injured or something, you know, it could make a big difference in the game. And for the Packers, it doesn't look like there's much here for the injury report. So just tell me a little bit about your feelings going into this game.
Oh, I have a feeling that it's actually going to be quite a low-scoring game. I don't expect too many high-flying balls. I expect them to play it pretty safe going in on this one. Don't expect running game to be too big for Green Bay. Lacy, I still don't have too much faith in him. But Marshawn Lynch with Green Bay did build their defense up a little bit more on the offseason, but I still don't think it's going to be enough to stop Mr. Skittles.
Yeah, and that's funny that you say that you don't think it's going to be too much of a score fest, but Vegas has the over-under set at 47.5 points. So from what you're saying, you're taking the under on that one, right?
Yeah, I'll be taking the under on that one. I don't see Green Bay being able to establish much of a running game, and with Seattle's corners, I really don't see them getting much of a passing game going either, so I don't really see them doing too much. I see Seattle playing on the safer side. I mean, Russell Wilson didn't really kind of guy to just like, woo, wow, look at me, I'm Aaron Rodgers kind of thing. He's gonna play mediocre. He's not going to lose the game. So I don't really expect it to be too much. Not going to be too wild. Just going to be a pretty decent game for Thursday.
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely going to be an under on 47.5. But that being said, you're making it seem like it's going to be kind of a blowout, and Vegas set the line at Seattle -6. And I feel like Green Bay could be in that. What do you feel?
Yeah, I feel like they could be in it. Like I said, I don't feel like it's going to be a really much of a blowout, just more along the lines of a closer game, closer, lower-scoring game. Not really that defense is stepping up too much, just not that there's – whole lot of big plays, just a lot of time on the field for the offenses.
So what are you taking, Seattle with the points on that one, or do you think Green Bay can get a +6 on that?
I think I'll take Seattle.
So you're thinking they're going to win by 7. Okay.
At least, yeah.
See, I feel the opposite. I feel like it's going to be about a 24-20 game, and I would put my money on Green Bay, but you're obviously thinking different. So I guess the pick 'em should be obvious at this point. You're picking Seattle, right?
Yeah, I'd probably say that.
Yeah, I'm picking Seattle as well. I mean, they're just too well-rounded to pick against them in this game. Now, let's talk a little bit about fantasy impact, and these projected scores are out of 100, so they may not go with every fantasy football league, but this is kind of an example of what to have out there. Let's talk about the quarterbacks real quick. Russell Wilson should be scoring around 21 points, and they also have Aaron Rodgers at that. What do you feel about that?
That seems about right. I'd say both of them probably about 18, but they should probably get about the same amount of points, I think.
Okay, that's interesting. Now, we already talked a little bit about Lynch being a beast, but they've got him down for 18 and Lacy for 14. And you're saying that Lacy hasn't really proved anything to you. What do you feel about those numbers?
Lacy's, I think, will really just depend on red zone carries, if he runs one in or not. Other than that, I don't think he's going to get too many yards. Seattle's run defense isn't like as good as their secondary, but I mean it's gonna be there. I mean, they're gonna fill some gaps, stand there, and like I said, I don't think Lacy. I really don't feel that Lacy has it in him to break away and make big yardage.
Yeah, exactly. I kind of feel the same way. I feel like Lynch might could actually score more than 18, but Lacy, on the other hand, you bring up a good point. He could get a bunch of touchdown carries or chances, but as for yards against Seattle, I don't see it too much. It'll have to come in passing yards and whatnot. Let's talk a little bit about the receivers. Let's go Seattle first. They've got Harvin listed at 11. That's going to be my playmaker of the week. We got John Baldwin at 4 for Seattle. Do any of those really strike you?
You say Percy Harvin's your playmaker. I expect him to make 2 or 3 plays and then break a bone to be out for the rest of the game. So then I expect Baldwin to jump in and get more than 4 points. He'll get some targets. He's not the breakaway threat that Harvin is, but everybody knows that. So Harvin's going to be looked at a bit more intensely. And like I said, he's fragile man. He's fragile, made of glass.
See, I'm the opposite on that one. I think that 11 points is easy for him to get, and he might even get like a kick return in this game and be able to rack up those points. But you do kind of bring up a good point that Seattle pretty much doesn't have any receiving threats other than Harvin, so they can pretty much just shut him down and not have to worry about anybody else. Let's go ahead and switch up to Green Bay real quick, and let's talk about Nelson at 14 and Cobb at 10.
Oh, you want to know my opinion?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, they ain't a threat.
Ain't a threat?
Yeah, there ain't nothing.
You think Seattle defense is that good where they can shut down both Nelson and Cobb?
No, they ain't a threat.
So are you saying they can score less than 14 and 10?
Oh, no. Those numbers are pretty good. I'm just saying they're not going to be a threat to the defense.
Okay, so none of those are pretty standard numbers is what you're saying for them.
Right.
Now let's go into the tight ends, and both of them are really kind of question marks for both teams.
Hold on.
What's up?
I wasn't done.
My bad. I'm sorry. Go for it.
Like I was saying, I don't expect them to get too crazy of points because they're going to get stopped before the red zone, and Lacy's going to be the one to have to carry it in, or the dump to the tight end. It's going to be a linebacker on tight end. That's probably about your best matchup you're going to get receiving-wise in the red zone. You're not going to get somebody like Nelson or Cobb open in the red zone. So I don't expect them to get any touches in the end zone at all. But they'll probably get close, and Lacy will have to run it in.
Okay, so what you're saying is the wide receivers for Green Bay, it's going to be yard-dependent, and Lacy's just going to be strictly touchdowns is all you're saying.
Yep.
Okay. Let's go ahead and switch up to the tight ends, which, like I was saying, they're question marks for both teams. One of them, Zach Miller with the Seattle Seahawks, and he's projected to get 2 points. I don't even see that. And this rookie, Richard Rodgers for Green Bay, is projected to get 4 points. But who's to say if he even sees the field?
I haven't paid too much attention to their tight ends this year, but isn't Zach Miller like 80 years old now?
Oh, he's getting up there. I think he's somewhere around 30 or so, but he's never been too much of a playmaker, so it's really nothing to really look out for. I guess he's just blocking from Marshawn Lynch is all he really needs to worry about.
Yeah. Who does Green Bay have on the other side, do you know?
Richard Rodgers. They've got two of them. They got Corliss and Rodgers that are supposed to play, but Rodgers is supposed to be more of the playmaker, and Corliss is supposed to be doing the run blocking. So, I mean, he is in a high-powered offense, but we haven't seen anything yet, so I don't know if 4 points is out of the realm for him or what.
Oh, don't know, man. That's kind of a toss-up. Really don't know about this one.
Yeah, I'd like to just say they're not going to make too much of an impact, and the other guys on the team are really going to push up the score and everything like that. And we're not saying that they're going to score a whole lot anyway, so, I mean, the tight end shouldn't have anything to do with this game for the most part. So, with that being said, I guess we're going to go ahead and call it here, and then we'll pick it back up on Saturday and discuss the rest of the games for the week. All right? Peace.